A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin, Shabbos 117, pagination page 233. We will start, though, from the facing page where the Mishnah gives us one line that we need to know. So we're on Kuf Tes Zayin, Amud Beis 116b, pagination 232. Just as the lines get wide on the second line. At the end of the line. Ulehechan matzilin oso, we're talking about rescuing Sfarim, scrolls, from the fire. And the Mishnah asks, where was this leniency said? Where are you actually allowed to take these scrolls? What kind of leniency was being employed here? So the statement is, Lemavui she'eno mefulash, to an alleyway that is not open. That is somehow, it's an alleyway, but it's somewhat closed, and we'll see what that means. Ben Beseira Omer, Ben Beseira says, Af lemefulash, you could also take it to an unenclosed alleyway, and whatever it is that was considered the enclosure on the fourth wall, Ben Beseira does not require. Let's move on to today's daf and try to identify what it means, an open alleyway or an unopen, somewhat closed alleyway. Now, just to be aware, the concept of an alleyway is that the house is opened up into a front yard, and from the front yard, people would go into an alleyway. That alleyway would typically be pretty much closed, except for the doors opening into it, which had door frames, so it was considered closed. The alleyway was considered closed typically on three sides, and was open, similar to a dead-end street, was open to the public area on its fourth side. And the discussion always is, what kind of tikkun, what kind of fixing is necessary for the fourth side to allow you to carry in this alleyway so that it's closed off from the public area under some sort of demarcation between the public area and the alleyway. So let's begin from the middle of the page at the end of a line. It's added two dots. The word ulehechon at the end of the line. Where are you actually allowed to take these scrolls? What kind of leniency was being described? What does it mean when it says an open alleyway? What does it mean that the alleyway is not open, that there's some sort of fix that was done there? If you have three walls, and two luchayayim, two uprights, which are kind of starting that fourth wall, but they don't get very far, that's called eino mefulash. It's already closed in to a certain extent. Gimel mechitzas v'lechi echad, but if there's only one lechi, one upright after the three walls, zel mavui mefulash, that's considered an open mavui, and that's what the machlokas of the Mishnah was, one opinion being more lenient than the other, but everything was being discussed. Three walls, and then either one upright or two uprights. V'tarvayu alibad Rabbi Eliezer, and both opinions were following Rabbi Eliezer de Tanan, because we actually have a three-way machlokas, what is the proper tikkun that's done on the fourth side. Hechsher mavoi, what do you do when you have an alleyway? Beshamay omrim, Beshamay says, lechi vikora, you should do an upright and a crossbeam. Beisola says either a lechi, an upright, or a crossbeam. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, shnei luchayim, you have to do two uprights. And therefore, from the two uprights, we're whittling away as to how much was actually there in this mavi being described that you're going to carry the Sefer Torah, and that's what our Gemara was describing. Either it has two luchayayim, or it only has one. If it has two luchayayim, it's a perfectly acceptable mavui, and what we were being lenient about is, as Rashi mentioned in the Mishnah, that there was no Eruv done, Eruv being the collective food which allows you to consider the area jointly owned. And also tircha, Rashi mentions, the effort. It's a lot of carrying, a lot of work on Shabbos, so that's what we were being lenient. According to the other opinion, we're actually whittling away at Rabbi Eliezer's requirement. Instead of requiring two lechayayim, the Mavi in question only had one, and for that, we were willing to be lenient and allowed you to carry into it. The Gemara objects to this, because it appears to be too good. How can you call a alleyway that has one lechi mefulash, an open mavui? It's like almost good. It wouldn't be referred to as an open mavui. And according to the Rabbanon, who say that it's closed with two lechayayim, so then why couldn't you carry into that your food and drink as well? Why is it only the Sfarim that we're allowing? And the Gemara continues to analyze and debate and figure out exactly what the look of this alleyway was. If you'll turn the page to the top of the next Amud, Ela Amar Ravashi, Ravashi proposes as follows. Shalosh mechitzas v'lechi echad, if it only has one lechi, it's considered a closed mavui. It's not quite as good as Rabbi Eliezer wanted, so it does reflect a degree of leniency, but it's not called mafulash. It's called eino mafulash, not open. Gimel mechitza is below lechi, but if it has three walls without any lechi at all, zel mavui hamafulash, that's considered an open mavui, because that entire wall is open. And the leniency here is that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who requires two lechayayim, two uprights, that's why ochlim umashkim, food and drink, we still have to be strict and not carry to this area. Aval sefer Torah bechad lechi sagi, what he's allowing is one lechi instead of the two that he normally requires would be enough to carry the sefer Torah into this mavui. Now, in terms of practical halacha, the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Daled Sifkaton Mem Ches is very forward about this and saying that if there is no lechi, it's considered a karmelis and you're not allowed to do it afilu b'shvil sfarim, even for sfarim, that we end up taking the Gemara over here as the correct interpretation. Even though theoretically we could have chosen Beis Hillel and started whittling away from that, but we basically go with Rabbi Eliezer's understanding that you need two lechayayim, and the Mishnah was whittling away against Rabbi Eliezer normally and saying, okay, now you only need one lechi. But if it didn't have even one lechi, practical halacha, you wouldn't be allowed to save even the Sfarim. And that's the description that Rashi gave us originally. Rashi says that you're only allowed to carry mavui she'eino mefulash, to a mavui that's not open. It's got to be somewhat closed. That's with one lechi. And the leniency here really was tircha, the effort, and the fact that they were not ma'arevit, they didn't do the collective food strategy, which unites all the residents. Now, one thing that I want to point out, practical for global knowledge of Shabbos and Erevin, is that generally we do not approach closing off an alleyway or anything with the calculation that we are learning over here. You need to know it. You need to know the concept of an upright and a cross beam, lechi v'kora. But generally what we do is called a tzuras ha-pesach, the image of a door frame. That means that we do two uprights and we do a cross beam that goes directly above the two uprights, and that gives us the image of a door frame, and it's considered to a certain degree enclosed. The fact that we work with a Tzuras HaPesach is very significant, because when you close off a mavui with just an upright, let's say, a lechi, there are certain criteria as to what kind of mavui you're allowed to close off. For example, it can't be wider than 10 amos. If you put up a korah, a beam, you can't put up a korah higher than 20 amos. There are limitations. There's specific guidelines as to how a mavui works. When you're working with the Tzuras HaPesach, and that's how our city Erevin work, there's a lot more leniency because we're working with the Tzuras HaPesach. And therefore you will find that the individual door frames, number one, are generally wider than 10 amos and generally higher. I don't know, generally, but they could be higher than 20 amos. And to be aware that when you're working with the Tzuras HaPesach, it's not the same as a lechi and a korah. When you do lechi, lechi on the two sides, and then a korah above them, it has a totally new status called Tzuras HaPesach, and once you do that, it's considered enclosed, and certainly you would be allowed to carry into that area. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.